there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. On this podcast, our goal is just to simply show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we just hope that you're helped by this current series from the book of Joshua. What we've called it is Don't Be Afraid to Follow God. So let's just take a second, sit back, and hear what Kurt has to say.
Hello there, my friends, and so glad to have you again on the podcast for today. Have Hannah back with me today. So Hannah, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks. It's good to be back. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be here.
It's been the boys for a while, but it's good to have a better smell in the studio. Can we put it that way?
that's good to know.
I love my kids, and I love the fact that they love the Bible, and we enjoy talking about what we're going to talk about on the podcast, and really excited about today because we're getting toward the end of the book, Hannah. And you missed all of the discussions we've had in the last few days about the borders and the, you know, what you would consider the boring chapters in Joshua. You've missed all of that.
Right. But it wasn't boring. I mean, obviously I wasn't speaking for those, but I got to listen to them. And I really enjoyed it because, as you guys talked about, there are those parts in the Bible, like, how can I get something from this? But, you know, it's the Bible. God wrote it for a reason. It's there for a reason. It's important.
There's a lot there. And the older I get, the more I realize that exactly what you just said. And that is that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And there's something there. It's profitable for us. Here in chapter 22, we have the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh. So we've been talking about these borders and where people are going to wind up. And now, On the eastern side of the Jordan River, all the land has been possessed. They've received their allocations. We talked about the Levites yesterday and how they have received their cities. And so everything seems to be in place. And now it's time for the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, who, remember, they had their portion granted to them on the western side. On the eastern side, I'm getting my directions messed up. They're on the eastern side. I think I said eastern before, but the eastern side, Moses had given them. Remember, it was good for cattle back in Numbers 32, and they made this deal. Moses, if we can have this land, then we'll go fight for our brethren in that land. And then when we're done fighting, we can come back to this land. And Moses said, okay, all right, you have a deal. But if you don't do what you said you're going to do, then be sure your sin will find you out. So that's a famous verse in the Bible. And what's interesting is that verse deals with the sin of omission, not the sin of commission. In other words, be careful to do what you plan to do. And I don't know if it was you, Hannah, but toward the beginning of the book of Joshua, we talked about when, in chapter 1, when God had encouraged Joshua to now take the possession. Remember, Joshua called these tribes. Was that your podcast?
I think that might have been Caleb, chapter 1.
Chapter 1. So in that chapter, the Reubenites and the Gadites, I don't know, listeners, if some of you have been with us that long, but back in chapter 1, Joshua actually called these tribes before him and asked them to keep their promise. Guys, you promised Moses that you would fight. So now, are you going to do that? And these tribes actually said to Joshua, yes, we're going to keep our commitment and you can be encouraged. You can be strong. So God had already told Joshua to be encouraged and be strong. Now these people had said, Joshua, we're with you. And that's a great blessing to any leader to have people that, to say, hey, we're with you. Well, guess what? It's been 7 years from chapter 1 to chapter 22. It's been 7 years. So now the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, they've done exactly what they said they would do. And that's an encouragement right there, too. They finished the job. Now, think about what job did they finish?
The original promise they made to Moses.
Which was?
That they would fight.
That they would fight. Israel. But here's what I'm getting at, Hannah. So yes, they did the job that they would fight, but think about what that job entailed. It not only entailed fighting, and risking one's life and all the traveling and but also the separation. So they're away from their families, they're away from their children, they're away from their other brethren that had to stay back and work the fields and protect the family. So, I mean, think about some of you listeners maybe have been deployed yourselves. Maybe you're in the military, and I thank the Lord for your service. Or maybe you're the spouse of somebody in the military and you've endured your spouse being on deployment. You can only imagine what it must have been like for these families for 7 years. You know, here at our church, Hannah, I know even some of your friends here have husbands that are in the Marines and have been deployed. That's a challenge.
And that would be, for those Israelites, that would be an easy promise to break. And honestly, I don't think anyone could, humanly speaking, be mad at them.
Truly. Blame them,
because, as you said, it wasn't just, you know, risking their lives, but being apart from their families and 7 years.
No communication.
Fighting, yep.
You know, no letters home, no email. So families are back home praying, hoping, longing, anticipating. And now that day has come in Joshua 22. Let me read a verse or two, listeners, for all of us. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, "You've kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you." Hey, complete obedience. You guys have completely obeyed. "You've not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but you have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God." Wow. Good words. Hey, well done. So those are the words we all want to hear, right? You mm-hmm. finished the job. Well done. You didn't just start, but you finished a hard job. But watch what Joshua says in verse 4. "And now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren." In other words, they've got their land now. They're not fighting anymore, as he promised them. "Therefore, return ye, get ye into your tents, unto your tents and unto the land of your possessions, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of Jordan." In other words, hey guys, it's time to go home. They've got the official, this is their official leave. You know, they've got their orders and now they can go home. And what a sense of joy and relief they must have had. And then here's the kind of the caveat to all of it, Hannah. And I want your take on this, because Joshua, as a leader, now has the prerogative to say, "You're dismissed. You can go home. You've done your job." But he adds to it, he adds to that release this warning, or maybe I should say this challenge. Here's what he says: "But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you." Then here it is: "Love the Lord your God, walk in his ways, keep his commandments, cleave unto him, serve him with all your heart, with all your soul." So it's almost as if Joshua is saying, guys, there are jobs in life that start and stop, that begin and end. So Hannah, recently you finished your college degree.
It feels good. It feels good to be done.
Feels good to be done. Yep. So you finished your college degree. That was a season in your life with its own unique challenges. Mm-hmm. But I think what Joshua is telling us here is, yeah, there are going to be seasons in your life. And I think Solomon teaches us that in Ecclesiastes. There's a time for a war, a time for peace, all those things. But there's never a season for a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. No, that's all seasons. So in other words, what ought to remain static in our life is our love for God, our commitment to obey his word, our desire to please him in all that we do, our willingness to cleave unto him, to stick close to him. So whatever shape your life takes, whatever job opportunity God provides, what ought to be static through it all is, I do this because I love God. I do this because I'm serving God. I do this because I want to draw close to God. The relationship is the glue that holds every other piece of our life together.
And the beautiful thing is the only thing that is consistent is God. You know, obviously we're humans, we're not consistent, and we have, you know, seasons in life, like you said, seasons, trials, all these things, and life, as much as you plan it, is unpredictable, and we are human and we fail, but God is consistent. And so even when we aren't in our relationship with him, you know, he stays true to us.
And that's a great insight, because before the battle, there was God protecting them in the season of wilderness wandering. And now after the battle, after the war, here is God. Just make sure that you maintain that bona fide relationship. Mm-hmm. I want to wrap up these last couple of verses because our time is drawing short. So Joshua blessed them. He sent them away and they went unto their tents. And so verses 7-9 talks about now they're going back. They've collected some of the spoils of war. Now, to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan. Unto the other half thereof gave Joshua among their brethren on this side Jordan westward. And when Joshua sent them away, also unto their tents, then he blessed them. And he said, here's the last thing I really want to get at, listeners, and I want you to zone in for just one more minute. Return with much riches unto your tents, with very much cattle, with silver, with gold, with brass, with iron, with very much raiment. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. And Hannah, I don't know if that ever stood out to you before, but think about what Joshua's saying. He's saying, now guys, you've been blessed. There's been battling, but there's been blessing. You have all the spoils of war, minus Jericho. Remember, Jericho was the first one. Give that to God. But now God's blessed them. Go home. But I love what he says, but make sure that you give the proper share to the people that never fought, that never came over and wielded a sword, that never fired a bow and arrow. I want you to go back to your brethren who have been home farming, doing the domestic duties. In a way that sounds unfair. Wow, these guys didn't fight. They didn't risk their lives. And yet in God's economy, that's how it works. Some people have to go. Some people have to stay. Everyone has a different responsibility, but everyone gets equal blessing. I see the same teaching when David went chasing the Amalekites and some of the people stayed by the stuff, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 30, and God says, bless them equally. I see something very similar in modern day missions. You know, we have missionaries that go sometimes to these foreign fields, and then some people stay home and they work their jobs and maybe help support those missionaries. And yet, what did the Apostle Paul say in Philippians 4? There's equal blessing because we're sharing in the same work. And I find that right here in the Old Testament in Joshua 22. And so the last verse I'll read, and the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh returned. They departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh. So they left that central place of worship, the Bible says, which is in the land of Canaan, to go unto the country of Gilead, that's back on the other side of Jordan, to the land of their possession, whereof they were possessed, according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And it just seems as if, wow, it's all over, the war is done, we're going home, everything's good. But you know what we're going to find out, listeners? We're going to find out everything is not good. Because where there's blessing and where there's separation, there's the chance for division. And what we're going to find is a unified army is going to come to a place of potential division. But you'll have to wait until tomorrow because we can't cover that today. Again, I appreciate you listening in on the conversation. Hannah, it's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
And we are looking forward, listeners, to talking to you again next episode. God bless you.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.